It is the School News Podcast on MPS Voices, and you're also hearing this on Jazz 88 as well. And this is exciting because we're virtual now. We've got video now as we're trying to grow our MPS Voices YouTube channel. If you have not visited the YouTube channel yet, check it out. Just search MPS Voices on YouTube and subscribe. We're going to be putting a lot of our content, all the good stuff that our students are doing on there as well. So be on the lookout. And of course, the first big video production on the MPS Voices YouTube channel is what better way to do it? It's with the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams. Dr. Sales Adams, it's good to see you. It's the first time we're doing this on video. Yeah. We've got a lot to talk about. I don't want to keep you too much because I know you're a very busy woman. So let's get right into today is November 20th that we're doing this. And it's National Education Support Professionals Day.
It is. Yes. And we'd just like to share a note of gratitude. I know that I would love to share a note of gratitude to our educational support professionals and all of the important work that they do in our classrooms, the relationships that they have with our students, and the partnerships that they have with our teachers.
Awesome. And we certainly appreciate all the hard work that the ESPs do on a daily basis. This month, we had an election this month, just a couple of weeks ago, and it was a very important item on the ballot this year. We talked about it a lot leading up to it, the tech levy, and it passed. And what more can you tell us about that?
Well, first, I want to start by saying thank you and just come with the spirit of graciousness and gratitude. We are very thankful to the voters of Minneapolis. So as you know, Manny, that our voters said yes to the technology levy question, and that helped it pass. We actually passed that vote by 66%, which is a huge vote of confidence, but that will allow us to utilize $20 million that's normally in our general budget. We'll move that over to the tech levy, so that will relieve some pressure in our general fund budget, and that will help us minimize cuts to programs and other services. But I just want to share that this is one of the first important steps in addressing our ongoing budget and issues, but it's a major commitment to our students and an investment in our schools, and I just want to say thank you.
Fantastic. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams is our guest here on the School News Podcast and Jazz 88 for our listening audience, and of course, you're watching on YouTube as well. We appreciate that. As I mentioned, it was an election. You talked about the tech levy. And also, we had new school board members get elected as well and some be reelected. What can you share with us about that day, November 5th, and everyone who got reelected and new members of the board as well?
Yeah, so let's start with new members that got elected on November 5th. So Greta Callahan from District 6 is the new school board member. We did have some reelections that we're excited about as well. Kim Ellison, who is a board member at large. We have Sharon Elamine, who represents District 2. And then Adriana Cedillo, who represents District 4, and they all won their reelections. And then I think people know, but for the new District 3 school board member seat, that actually came down to a coin toss. So I had an opportunity to be in the room for this experience. But at last week's school board meeting, the board members' vote was split down the middle, and it was 4-4, and 4-4, excuse me, for candidate Lucy Shefty, and then 4 votes for candidate Fatima Hussein. And after the coin toss, it was tails, and that landed on Lucy Shefty. So she is now our new board member for District Seat 3, and she was actually voted in and sworn in. So she is now officially a board member. So we have 2 new board members.
Fantastic.
Just to note really quick, I'm sorry about this, but Lucy was the chair of the MPS American Indian Parent Advisory Committee. So our APAC.
Awesome. Fantastic. And congratulations to all of the board members who were reelected and the ones who have been elected as new board members as well. All right, this is exciting too, Dr. Sales Adams. I'm hearing that there was a new school-based clinic that is opening or has opened at Wellstone International High School. What can you share with us about that?
Well, this makes our ninth school-based clinic in Minneapolis Public Schools. So this is one way that we aim to care for our students, where they do not have to leave the school grounds to get care. But we're partnering with the Minneapolis Health Department to provide vital health care services to our students right inside their schools. A few things that our students will have access to. The services will include vaccinations, acute care, plus mental health, reproductive health, and more. One thing to note, Wellstone serves more than 240 international and multilingual students ages 17 to 23 years old in grades 9 through 12. So we're excited to offer that resource.
That is amazing. And congratulations to them. That's fantastic. And we also have a Native American Fall Feast coming up and powwow on the way. What can you share with us about that?
Yeah, so we're inviting everyone to come out this Friday for our Fall Feast and powwow. It'll be at North High School, which is located at 1500 James Avenue North from 5 to 8:30 p.m. So please mark your calendar. And the American Indian Education Department will present our powwow and Fall Feast, which includes a meal, free resources for our community, student recognition, and you will also be introduced to our district-wide American Indian Youth Council. So excited about that as well. Lots of good news.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's awesome. And of course, we've got Thanksgiving coming up, Thanksgiving break, and we're reminding that obviously there's no school on Thanksgiving, correct?
Correct. So there's no school Wednesday, November 27th through Friday, November 29th for the Thanksgiving holiday. So I'm hoping that everyone takes an opportunity just to rest, connect with family, and just kind of reflect on things that they're thankful for.
You have any big plans for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we're going to host. We're going to cook and relax. What about you?
My mom is hosting, and I'm looking forward to it. Her significant other is going to roast a turkey. In the past, he's deep fried a turkey. I don't know if that's happening this year. I would hope that it's happening this year because I love deep fried turkey. Okay. But nonetheless, my mom's going to be hosting. It's going to be a good time. It'll be great to see family and everything. So always appreciate the time. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. And we'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you, Manny. Have a good Thanksgiving holiday.
That is the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, joining us here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88 and the MPS Voices YouTube as well.